Flamen Struth, as a dinky die Aussie for far too long, females in the history books have not been given a fair shake of the sauce bottle. Fortunately, a new web series called Sheilas launches at the beginning of next week to tell us a bit about some of our forgotten heroines in a way that avoids mansplaining. In the studio, we have the associate producers, creators, writers, directors, and stars of the show. It just so happens to be two of them. The always funny and charming Eliza and Hannah Riley to tell us all about a program that mixes humor and history and telling us why we don't need a Y chromosome to make a difference. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
That was the greatest intro that I've ever received.
Stephen's amazing. He's my producer and he writes these amazing intros.
Don't pull back the curtain. We just should have thought you wrote it. It was so good.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Great. Thanks for having us.
And we're going to go now because we can't top that.
Yeah, exactly.
You made us look too good.
It's all downhill from here.
I was just saying when you guys came in that it's awesome to have you back on the radio because that's when I first heard you both. You were on FBI every weekend doing a
Girls
show.
Girls Gone Mild.
And it was very exciting to listen to you on the radio, and I can never tell the difference between your voices, but now I can see you in front of me, so I can work it out. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, we started there when we were back in year 11.
Oh, wow.
At school, and the FBI and community radio as a whole has just been so awesome for us and our careers up until this day.
It was our little launching pad.
Well, if I have the privilege of having any kids, they're going to be sent straight to community radio.
100%.
Yep. What they need is a kids' community radio station, like actual kids, you know, not just a youth radio.
Not like saving. Kindling, but yeah. like actual kids. Oh,
yeah, like kindling, but for kids to actually make it in themselves. They
That'd
run
be
it.
Awesome.
Just and we lock the door, we walk away.
Chaos, huge defamation risk.
They need a delay yeah, unit
exactly,
always on.
Yeah. Mick, we'll leave that to you. We'll see how it goes.
Now, for so long, Australian history has been a promenade of white guys, mainly in suits, with women largely consigned to a support role. But if you dig into the archives, there are examples of women active in all sorts of social endeavours. But for some reason, there's just been no gender balance in the way history has been told in this country. Why do you think so little is known about the pioneering women that you are portraying in this show?
Well, history has mainly been written by the powers that be in any given situation. Yeah, and who all too conveniently usually decide to applaud their own achievements and ignore, and the achievements of women have been sort of pushed into the background, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that we even have to dig into the archives to find these women's achievements because they are up there with anyone else's.
Exactly. But these four women that you portray in the web series, I honestly had heard of one of them, I think.
Mm. Which one?
Fanny Durack.
Fanny Durack, yeah, the swimmer.
First female Australian Olympian.
Yeah.
And she was banned by the Olympic Committee and her swimming association, and she crowdfunded her own way to Stockholm and won gold.
Amazing stuff. But, I mean, we should have heard of all of these women before this. And obviously there's a lot more that you could choose from.
Yeah.
How did you narrow it down to the four that you chose?
Well, there was a couple of elements that came into the four because we could only, unfortunately, this round have
series.
Four.
Yeah.
So we chose from various elements. We wanted to have four stories from different time periods. Mm. Now, I have to say, unfortunately, the furthest we go back is 1850, and we just can't wait to acknowledge and tell stories that go back beyond our 200-year history because we all know that's just such a deplorable shame. That's a completely different issue that might not even be up to me and Hannah to tell, but we can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
So we've got a story from the 1850s, we've got a story from the 1910s, we've got a story from World War II, and we've got a story from the mid-1960s. So we wanted to show the vast range of time periods because we also thought that would be a very fun task for me and Hannah to tackle as directors. So every couple of days we were changing our time periods, basically, and that gave us a lot of ability to change the film style in which that we were able to shoot it. So for us, it seemed like a really amazing director challenge as well. It seemed so fun that you got to go to the 60s one day and then go to, we went to Old Sydney Town.
Does that still exist?
No, not anymore. R.I.P. But I called up the wonderful man who...
Paul.
Yeah. Don't leak our sources. That's privileged information. Now everyone's going to be calling gorgeous Paul. But yeah, we got to shoot down at Old Sydney Town with Christian Van Vuren and Megan Lilly Wilding.
It was the best.
It was so fun to go back in time.
The place is so spooky now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that was really fun as a director going in and actually being able to shoot something that looks like time period.
Yeah, being able to direct episodes in different time periods, but then also getting to wear all the costumes.
That was such a pain. Like,
it was a real pain in the ass as director.
Oh, it was so annoying, but also that's the gig that you sign up for, you know?
Especially when we're directing as well, we do a lot of like hair and face touching, like just trying to concentrate, and our makeup artist, Danny, would have to constantly come over and slap our hands away.
Poor makeup and wardrobe that had to follow us around and just touch us up every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The first episode, and of course, you mix humor into this so well. You know, it's a mixture of teaching people, educating people on what they did, but also you make it fun and funny and quick. You know, it's like it's hard hitting. But the first episode, which I have watched, it's about Nancy Wake, who was also known as the Mouse.
Oh, the White Mouse.
White Mouse, that's it. And she had a bit of a habit of killing Germans.
she was the...
It was a full-time gig for about 4 or 5 years during World War II.
Yeah, she was the most wanted woman by the Gestapo of World War II. She had a couple of million francs.
6 million.
Bounty on her head.
And that's not inflation either. Yeah, that was at the time.
Yeah.
And she grew up in Cremorne.
That's amazing.
Isn't And we also went to school around that area, so it's kind of, we were confused as to why we weren't told about her.
Yeah.
That sort of, Nancy Wake kind of started this whole journey about asking the questions of, why don't we know about this? Surely this is not just a responsibility for the Australian zeitgeist and the cultural bedding of Australia, but more just personally, me and Hannah were just being interested about sharing these stories.
She is like a superhero and was also just an amazingly funny woman.
Gaudy.
Just funny, gaudy lady, which is just right in our wheelhouse.
She goes against everything that we're told a 1930s and 40s Australian woman was, which was they were at home waiting for their men, knitting socks and canning tins of tomato. Like she was out there on the front line really doing...
Putting her life on the line.
Yeah.
And some of the actual quotes that you quote in the in the episode are amazing. And it comes up on the screen, actual quote. It's like, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't just paraphrasing there.
No, because sometimes a lot of what happens in the episodes, we needed to make 100% clear that this is an actual fact and that we're not just mucking around and we're not just exaggerating for, you know, comic effect.
Was it hard to research some of this to find some of the history around it?
Look, Marianne Bugg's story, she's an Aboriginal bushranger that we did a wonderful episode on. She was particularly hard and we actually discussed that within the episode because... As you would know, it's not just about who gets in the history books. It's about how those people are portrayed by the ones writing it.
Yeah.
So Marianne Bugg, we centered around this episode of why wasn't her real name in the papers? She did some vicious, amazing, crazy stuff, but her name never got in the paper. She was just used, her name was just a racial slur or a profanity.
Or Captain Thunderbolt's wife.
Or Captain Thunderbolt's girlfriend. Referred to as never as Marianne Bugg. And so the episode centers around the event that finally got her name in the paper. So I'm sure in her own life she would have had many more amazing stories to tell, but me and Hannah chose to Hannah and I just chose to portray more of a meta view on, well, how did she actually get a name in the paper for me and Hannah to research?
And how are people remembered throughout history and how that affects what we perceive as what's actually happened?
And I think that's really important about this series as a whole is that you are portraying the real story as dissected from what we might know or what was portrayed at the time. You're actually digging underneath and finding the real stuff.
It's very much our perspective, though, as well. It's very much through our own voices and our interpretation of how, you know, more comically of how those women's experiences would make us feel as modern women and how it kind of reflects the social status of where women are now.
It's not only talking about the history of Australian women, it's talking about the history of history of Australian women, especially when it comes to Aboriginal or Indigenous members of our community. They have a whole nother story about how their stories are told, which definitely. is so interesting.
But this is from the view of Hannah and Eliza Riley, who are joining us right now. And look, if you've never seen them, you would have seen Growing Up Gracefully, I hope, because that was on ABC last year. Fantastic show you two did. And you might have even seen Yarrabadoon. Oh, did I say that right?
Yarrabadoon,
which was recently on at Belvoir, which I'm still kicking myself that I missed. But this this series was funded through Screen Australia's Gender Matters program, which aims to improve the proportion of voices offering support for female filmmakers and writers.
Yes.
Is this the first thing that this part of the Gender Matters program, or has this been going for a while?
So the Gender Matters program actually came out 2 years ago when we made the Sheila's pilot.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, we were one of the first projects. We actually were the first project to go into production funding, full production funding for this series. And it basically was an initiative that you could submit a project if it had a female protagonist or female key creatives. And we ticked all of those boxes, and it just isn't. So the Gender Matters program is actually over, or
their program still there
still
are
going. But it was a big, big initiative 2 years ago that has reflected.
It's ongoing. For sure.
It's ongoing into different things now. So okay. Screen Australia just changed their applicant
submission
guidelines because of the Gender Matters program.
It's a $5.5 million plan. I just looked it up because
Unfortunately, we didn't get all of that money.
We asked for it. Yeah, we asked for it several times. Actually, we're like, please. And
hey, you've got some pretty good explosions in that first episode. Exactly. I'm pretty happy at least. like we mentioned before, yes, there are so many deserving women who would deserve an episode of this series. And my producers listed a few, like Miles Franklin, Danielle Melba, Edith Cowan, Louise Mack, people that maybe some people might know about, but I love the fact that you've picked out ones that maybe people don't know so much about. Yeah. And I think that's really important, is to actually give a profile to some of the women who didn't have one at all.
Well, me and Hannah thought that we had a really good opportunity to actually choose women that spoke and piqued our interest.
Yeah.
All the women, God bless them, that are amongst sort of on our $5 note, on our $50 note, they don't really sort of stimulate us or our sort of interest or pique our interest that much. But characters like Merle Thornton, who's still alive and who chained herself to a pub to try and reduce the marriage
bar. Public bar at the Gaddock Hotel in Perth. That's
although I heard someone, amazing. I can't remember which woman it is, but there's someone on our money who dressed as a boy and rode on a horse to escape.
There's someone on our money that dressed as a boy and rode to escape what?
The police on a horse.
The police on a
for
horse.
For stealing stuff.
On our money. All right.
On our money.
That's amazing. The queen, Hannah, and she did no such thing. She did no such thing. Do not talk to the sovereign like that.
Well, we could only hope to, get some notoriety by escaping on a horse from the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't work for me last week, so
yeah, I know.
To keep
it's
trying.
It's hard to get away with that.
But Sheila starts next week, I believe, next Wednesday or Tuesday?
Yeah, the 21st.
And how can people watch it?
You can head to www.sheilas.tv.
Or you can head over to facebook.com/iconicduo, which is
our Facebook page.
Yeah, which is our Facebook page.
And there's also Sheila's Twitter and Instagram, so you can follow it on all your mediums.
Yep.
Excellent. Sheila's I haven't even thought about it, but such a iconic Australian word as well.
Yeah.
I love that you've used it in this context. I think we don't use it enough in Australia anymore.
I know, it's such a hearty, awesome word that I think, Sheila.
There's no bad connotations with that word, right?
Oh, well, we hope not. We really should have looked into that.
It really is the eye of the beholder. We describe our Sheilas in a different way, but we know
it's
several.
It's all about tone and intention, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the show. Hope it goes well. You're going to get a million streams. They're going to crash the servers.
Thank you. You're a good luck charm.
I hope so. And thanks for coming on to 2SER.
Thank you.
Thank you.